I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World.
Who taught you to love yourself? Who taught you to love the shape of your nose? Who taught you to love the size of your lips? Who taught you to love the color of your skin?
And that is just a taste of a song called Nguvu Ya Uwesi, which means black power in Swahili. It's a track that was recorded last week in the city of Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And it was the product of a hip-hop workshop led by Pierce Freelon. Pierce is a friend of our show and a professor at the University of North Carolina. He's also a hip-hop artist and DJ. He's just returned from Goma. Hey, Pierce, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Do you have the coolest job in the world?
I would have to admit it's pretty cool.
It is the coolest job in the world.
I'm lucky. I get to work with talented artists. I get to travel and I get to build community through the arts. Those are the things that I love to do. So I'm definitely doing what I love.
Wow. Tell us about the track we just heard, Nguvu Ya Uwesi.
Yeah, Nguvu Ya Uwesi, it came out of a discussion we were having in the studio about a rapper, a hip-hop artist, an MC named Kendrick Lamar. There were some students asking about a song called Black or the Berry. They were like, what does Black or the Berry mean? And we were like, well, Black or the Berry, the sweet of the juice is like the saying. The literal meaning is like the darker a piece of fruit is, the more sweet that it tastes. But it's also kind of a metaphor for being proud of your black skin, of the melanin in your skin, which is kind of like an extension of the Black Power movement, where kind of hip-hop had its roots. It's like revolutionary roots in artists like, the Last Poets and Gil Scott Heron. These are like the godfathers of emceeing in the kind of early, late to mid-70s when hip-hop was first kind of, gaining some momentum. And so we were kind of just talking about this, and it led to just a discussion about what Black Power is, what it means for Pan-African solidarity for black people in the Congo, from North Carolina to New York to Jamaica, to have solidarity as a people, but also through our art and through our music. So that's kind of how it came about.
And what was the purpose of the workshop itself?
Well, the workshop was part of this amazing festival called the SKIFF Festival. That's the Salam Kivu International Film Festival, which is put on annually by a community organization based in Goma called Yole Africa. And this was their 10th year, celebrating their 10th year. And they're all about artivism, combining the worlds of art and activism. And they do so with filmmaking workshops and dance workshops and music workshops. So we were a part of that crew kind of coming in to use art to engage community in dialogue and build Pan-African solidarity and create art, even though I'm not as fluent in Swahili or French as they are. They can't speak English as well as I can. We were able to have this dialogue in a very fruitful and robust and deep way by writing together and producing together and, making films together and scoring films together. It was really, really cool.
In the video you made, each of the performers comes up to the microphone with his or her own written words. Did they write the words themselves, or was that a translation of something?
Oh, they wrote the words themselves. As soon as we got into this discussion about Black Power and Nguvu Ya Uwesi, they took the pen to the pad and started just, birthing supernovas. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just everybody's writing. We're kind of talking about cadence and flow and rhythm and how long the verses need to be. So there were some parameters, but all of the poetry came directly from the artists that you see in the video.
Now, Pierce, there's a huge discussion here about race in America, Black Lives Matter, treatment of especially black men by police. Is this something that people are aware of in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or is that also kind of unfortunately a universal theme?
Yeah, I think it's something that folks are peripherally aware of. I think that a lot of people's perceptions about what a black experience entails are informed by popular media and popular culture. So there's a lot of really negative stereotypes that are perpetuated through music videos and kind of world star clips, where people kind of get a glimpse into what a black experience is like. That's really a fairy tale. It's kind of this fabricated thing. And they were surprised to hear, and even we were surprised to hear, that black churches are being burned. And that, in part, helped inform the discussions and the ways we were engaging with the community there. That's why we're listening to artists like Kendrick Lamar, whose album To Pimp a Butterfly really goes into some of these kind of deeper issues. And, you know, like some of the forefathers of hip hop that I mentioned earlier, people like The Last Poets, they're talking about kind of political, social issues through their poetry and through their lyrics. And so we encourage that, as we say in West Africa, Sankofa, you know, you need to kind of go back and fetch it. You need to look back to the past and the roots of hip hop in order to understand its future and where it's going. So we embrace that Sankofa philosophy wherever we go with the music workshop, so people understand where this art form comes from and how it functions as a form of social critique.
Pierce, let's hear another song from your workshop. It's called Samus Nina. Who wrote the beats, and tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, this beat was co-produced by Samus, who is from New York. Her real name is Anango Lumumba Kasongo, and she is the great-grandniece of Patrice Lumumba, the first prime minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And she's sampling my mother, Nina Freelon, a jazz vocalist. They're collaborating on a project called The Clothesline Muse, a story about black women domestic workers in the United States that Nina Freelon is producing, performing at like the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem and taking this performance around the world. So it was a real privilege and an honor, and I was really humbled that Samus brought that piece with her, which is something that she's working on in her own professional career, and brought it to collaborate with the students to have their input at Yole Africa.
Pierce Freelon is a professor at the University of North Carolina. He's also founder of the Artivism Foundation. And Pierce, look forward to having you on the world again.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Black astronauts, do you know where your home at? Cause your name ain't what they gave us. Your slang is like an alien language. Black girl on the moon, so fly like a comet. Had to comment, wanna dive in your black hole with a black hole, make a black diamond.
Master, honneur, la force du noir est super. Gangster, vainqueur, c'est le reflet de ma douleur. Mystère, ébène, beautiful est ma couleur. Dans la perle et la paire réside tout mon power.
You can see the video for Nguvu Ya Uwesi, produced by Pierce and his students in Goma. It's up now at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter, and we are back tomorrow.
Killing our relatives like we Max Payne. They crawl our rebellions and send us to heaven just like a match made. Spitting facts made. Mud out the scars on our backs, but never our last name.
Who taught you to love yourself?
Gufu Yalousi.
Who taught you to love the shape of your nose?
Gufu Yalousi.
Who taught you to love the size of your lips?
Gufu Yalousi.
Who taught you to love the color of your skin?
Gufu Yalousi.